Hello, everybody. How you guys doing? Hello, everybody. Oh, so it's been a while. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I haven't been on a show in, what, 3 months? 3 month break between DPLs. But look, the show's back. I've gotten hundreds upon hundreds of messages and letters and queries. People are like, Derek, where is DPL? And people are like, Derek, is the show still around? Derek, how am I supposed to get through my day without DPL? And I had to tell people, just wait. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Fonder. That's a funny sounding word. Fonder. Is that even a real word? Fonder. Hey, listen to DepX Live, DPL. I am Derek Gage, the host. I'll be the host for a little while longer. If you guys want to call in, if you want to call into this show, you can do so at any time by going to a program called Skype and typing in DepX Radio, all one word, no spaces. You hit enter and or press connect, and you'll be on the air. It is as simple as that. It is not hard. DPL is part of the All Games Radio Network, allgames.com. That means you can go to allgames.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hit the chat button, and you will be in the All Games chat room, which is filled with hundreds, if not thousands of people who talk about video games 24/7, 365 and one-fourth day out of the year. If you want to send an email, info@deadpixellive.com, that'll work. You can go to the All Games website and post in the DeadPix Live forum. We just post on our front page. We do a lot of stuff. Facebook, like us on Facebook. It's been a while since anybody left a, what do you call that thing? iTunes. Somebody leave a new iTunes. I haven't seen a new iTunes. I don't know if it's important or not anymore. It used to be really important and it stopped being important. And now I think it's important again. Or Stitcher or I don't know. Whichever one. Hello, Legend 668.
Hello, Derek.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How was your trip?
Yeah.
Going back home.
I'll tell you how my... Well, I went to work. I went to work. Do I have any stories about the trip?
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Let's see. How did I get there? I went to...
Wait a second. That's got to be the first time you got on a plane in how long? So what was up with that? How's that?
I did not want to... Here's what I had planned on doing months ago. I needed a break from everything. I need a break. I still need a break. I've yet to get the break that I needed months ago. And I was going to get my break by taking a train, because I needed to go back to Virginia for work anyway. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the long way. Usually I would drive, but I don't even feel like driving. So I'm going to take a train. The train's going to take 3 days to get there. I'm like, I got no problem with that. Everybody else, when I tell them it takes 3 days, they're like, 3 days? I'm like, yeah, and? I'm going to be maxing and relaxing outside by the pool for 3 days. I don't care. Like, so I was going to be on a train for 3 days. And I was going to be there for 1 day because all I was going to do was install a server. Then I was going to be on a train again for 3 days. That is 6 days of me just relaxing that I was going to take. That's what my plan was.
So what happened to the plane? You didn't get on a plane?
No, the train. This is what I planned on getting on a train. I planned on getting a train. And then the date got pushed back. And they're like, oh, we're not doing it in October, Derek. I was like, okay, we're doing it in October? Yeah, maybe. And all of a sudden, no, we're not doing it in October, Derek. We're going to be doing it in November. Nope, not doing it in November. So all of a sudden, my train plans have gone. And they're like, yeah, Derek, we're doing it in December. We need you here, like, tomorrow. I'm like, well, the only way I can do that is if I get on a goddamn plane. And that's what I did. I got on the plane. I parked my car in a long-term parking lot. I went to LAX. I got in this big ass long line that stretched. I got there hour early, hour and a half early. Got this big old line outside, and I was standing there like an idiot. And I was, and somebody was like, "Ah, these Southwest lines." I was like, "Whoa, whoa, Southwest! I'm on US Air. Do I still need to be in this line?" Somebody actually said, "I heard a rumor. If you're not on Southwest, you don't have to be in line." I was like, "Well, I don't want to get out of line because it's a long line. And if I get out of line, and it's just a rumor, then I'm screwed."
Is this your first experience with the TSA?
No. I've flown before.
Before then, I mean, TSA is very relatively new. You know, they only kicked in before it was like just regular old security.
I was like, "Oh, well, what am I gonna do?" So I just walked. So I went in, and I was like, okay, "Let me scooch through these doors." And they're right. Some reason nobody flies anything other than Southwest, because Southwest line was literally going out the door and down the street. I'm not even joking. Out the door, down the street for Southwest. US Air, zero people online. I just walked right up there. Zero people online. And then the lady said, "Oh, you already have your boarding pass. You don't have to wait in this line that I wasn't in, that wasn't there. So you can just go to security or whatever." I was like, "Okay." So I just walked past that. I was going to wait in that line for forever, but I didn't have to. And so I got in line behind, I believe the LA Lakers or some basketball team was there. And I was like, wow. I was right in front of that basketball team. And so this is how I know I'm old. Hello, Hecht.
Hey.
Because nobody said, like, I'm just as tall, if not taller, than the basketball team. And we're all going on a plane. I'm in the same line, and I'm one person in front of the basketball team. The guy up front, the security guy, says, he doesn't say, "Hey, are you on the basketball team?" He says, "Hey, are you the coach of the basketball team?" I was like, no.
Well, you know, Derek.
Yes, I am.
We're not in our 20s anymore.
That just reminded me that we're not in our 20s anymore. That just reminded me that. Are you the coach of the basketball? No, I'm not. I'm not.
I'm not going to pass for a team member.
And I went and I got on a plane, flew on a plane to Philadelphia. And as soon as I got to Philadelphia, I knew something was up. Something is, like, there are parts to this. LAX, I'm not saying that's an upscale or high value or even a cool place. It's just a regular airport to me. Philadelphia airport, it's like the slums. It's like the ghetto of airports. It really, I don't know how that is. Like, it's not as dirty. It's not as not clean. But once you get in there, you're like, yeah, this is not good.
Well, isn't Philly just a major ghetto?
I'm guessing it is, because that's the way I felt. And I got it. And as soon as I got there, they're like, US Air flight, blah, 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 has been delayed. For maintenance. And I'm like,
okay. The pilot just got mugged. You're going to be here for about 2 hours.
And so then I'm like, oh, my plane got delayed for maintenance. And they're like, the plane was delayed a total of 3 times. And then they said, oh, the plane is ready to go. Please stand up for boarding for US flight 4705. And if people start standing up, they said, oh, this flight has been delayed. And everybody's like, what the And we sat right down, and it said, US flight 4705. I said, wait for it. You have a new plane. We have switched planes. You have a brand new plane. I'm like, okay. That means there's a gate change. And to get to the gate that I was like, I came from LAX. I landed. To get to the other gate, I had to walk down an alley, down another alley, around a corner, up a ramp, down another corner, down some stairs, got on a tram. The tram drove around the airport, and then I had to go up another ramp and then go to the left and go down another alley, and that was my gate. I was like, what the? Like,
how many 7-Elevens did you go through?
Like, if I thought I was in the ghetto before, like, now I know something is up. where the part of the airport that this plane is supposed to take out of isn't even part of the other airport. Like, I had to get on a tram just to get there. And they say, oh, there's been a gate change. your gate is now D43. And I was like, where's D43? Down the ramp, on a tram. Because I was like, you people, like, what the hell? And I finally get on the plane. And then they were like, it's one of those planes where they said, look. They actually came out and said, look, we don't have enough room on this plane for all y'all bags. They said that. They said, we don't have enough room. So I'd like somebody to please, if anybody would like to volunteer to have their bags shipped separately, please step forward and you're allowed to board early.
Wow, that must have been an incredible line of the people lining up that wanted to send their fucking bags through the mail or through another plane.
And of course, nobody did. And they're like, and the lady was like, she actually said, okay, but I'm telling you, all y'all are going to get your bags on. And so as we're walking on, about halfway through, they're like, if you have a bag, once you get to the plane, the maintenance guy will take your bag from you, put a little sticker on it, and then put it on a different plane. I was like, what? And that's exactly what happened. As you're walking toward the plane, the guy was like, yeah, I'm going to need your bag. I was like, but I need it. No. It'll get there.
Tell you when.
Yeah, whatever.
So I fly on a little twin engine.
Why don't they just put you on the same other plane as your bag?
That would have made sense. But look, U.S. Air. What the hell? Who's this? Oh, hold on, everybody. I've been doing this show for 5 years now, and hello, man.
I thought somebody was calling in pranking. What the hell?
I'm doing it right now, man.
Welcome to DPL, where everything is motherfucking professional.
Ma, you just say you're going to let me go, and then you're going to ask me questions.
This motherfucker.
Ma. I got to go, Ma.
This is how we roll.
Bye, Ma.
Don't use no mute button. Fuck that. Let the people hear you talk to your moms.
Actually has a show on the network.
27 years on the air.
Has no idea when my show starts.
Since 1929.
The Hopkins family. Gotta love it. I finally get to Norfolk, to a regular airport. My mom there picks me up. And she drive, and I was like, Mom, while I'm here, might as well stop by work. Was that a mistake, you ask? Yes, it was.
Yes.
So I go into work at, now it's like, 6 o'clock at night or whatever. And of course, everyone's like, hey, Derek, you're back. I just came in to say hi. While you're here.
Yeah.
This computer has been a little iffy. Can you take a look at it? Yeah, sure.
Nope, not on the clock.
No, I'm salary. Always on the clock.
Part-time.
That's how good they
guy,
get
Derek.
You.
Part-time salary.
Yeah, not even full-time. That's another, okay, yeah, this show's going to be all about my work trip now. I was going to talk about video games, but now, because the part-time salary. Yeah, I'm only supposed to work part-time. I haven't worked part-time in... Now, I'm not complaining. I'm not saying that it's not because I know, but I'm just saying that I haven't worked part time since like four days after I got to work when I first started like 8 years ago. I didn't get paid extra for this trip. I didn't get paid full time for this trip. I got paid regular. So you would think, oh, Derek, you're working 4 hour days. Yeah, no, but that's beside the point. We will come back to that. I go back. I get to my hotel. Now at this point, it is no. That's not true. My mom takes me back to her house because I can't go to the hotel. Mom takes me back to her house. Why? Having problems with the PS4. Derek, can you take a look at my PS4?
Oh hell.
You know what I'm saying.
Did it have to do with the El Gato?
People may not know this, but I'm gonna pop the cork on it right now. I'm gonna put the secret out. Ms. H's PS4 is broke.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
PS4 is a piece of crap, man. I don't know God how they built a sucker. But I was like, oh my, this is your PS. Oh, blah, blah. So I was like, oh yeah, you should have a. It should be like up here instead of like on the side. Blah blah blah. And she's, oh, it's so nice. I like it. This that. I was like, okay. Let's check out a movie. It plays Blu-rays and everything. Oh, it does. Like, yeah, here, I'll put a Blu-ray in. Black screen. I was like, maybe the Blu-ray's bad. That's kind of weird. Put another Blu-ray in. Black screen. I was like, two bad Blu-rays? Let me put a third Blu-ray in. Black screen. I was like, let me put a DVD in. Blue screen. Then a DVD comes up, and you try to hit play. Black screen. I was like, Mom, your PS4 is broke. She's like, it ain't broke. I'm like, it's broke. Something's wrong with the PS4, guys.
Sony, you're on blast.
So I could get sent back the next day. I was like, Mom, you got to send this back. And then all of a sudden, big migraines started popping up. I was like, Mom, I'm allergic to your house. I just realized what it is. Because I've been months without a migraine. I've been here for 10 minutes and my brain is killing me.
Well, what it was, all that time at the airport, didn't get to do the yoga.
Let me tell you, I am chairman of the Church of Sony, but let me tell you, my PS3 has gotten a lot of work lately.
That PS4 is, like, something's up. Like, they did, like, Sony rushed the PS4 hardware, but
they just forgot to put out some games with the motherfucker.
And Microsoft rushed the Xbox software because the Xbox software don't work. The Xbox OS, I was playing it today. It don't work. Like, it's not ready to be released.
I mean, a tangent from the work story. But let's be serious. Both of the consoles were rushed out, and yeah, they're both broke.
Those things should have been... They need at least 6 months. I would say probably a year more of work. Solid work being done before either one of those things should have been released.
I gotta honestly agree with you. Because, you know, I mean, my system works fine. But there ain't nothing to fucking put in it. Last Thursday came around, I was thinking maybe they would release some sort of fucking game. Like, what came out?
Pinball Arcade came out. And guess what? Pinball Arcade. I love the guys over at Farsight. Bobby King has been on the guest on the show a couple of times. We even got him over the hump for Terminator. We're the ones that got him the Terminator money. AllGames.com. They didn't do a goddamn thing on a PS4 for Pinball Arcade. It is.
I didn't even see a pinball arcade game.
It's the exact same game. I was looking. I was like, "This is like they changed nothing. They added. It's the exact like pinball arcade is a good game on the PS3, but it's the same exact good game on the PS4." I was like, "Maybe I'm gonna be able to walk around the table, or it'll look better." No, exactly the same. Down to the point where the little pictures, they have like ads, like the original ad that came out the. Print ad that came out for the pinball table, and for some reason on the PS3 it's a low res PDF, or if you zoom in you can't even really zoom in, it gets all pixelated. Exact same PDF is on the PS4. I was like, what? Like, really, people? Really?
Well, I mean, I'm cool with that, but how about they just release something? I mean, what you call it, Walking Dead didn't come out for the PS4. What the fuck? They couldn't just port the same game over?
No, see, that's what I don't like. If you're going to port the same game over, then it needs to be free. Or don't, like, it's the exact same game.
You have to understand the situation, though.
It's the exact same game. You know,
yeah, but you have to understand the situation. The situation is, like, we ain't got no games. There is no games to play right now. If you bought your launch system, the games that you bought when you bought it on launch day are the same games that you're playing right now, and that's not cool.
I was waiting to I got to my hotel, and my hotel was a goodie bag, and I was like, oh, this is a cool hotel. They leave you fruit and granola bars and water. That's so nice of them.
Did they have a game system?
And it was a gift bag from my work, because they had a little note in there that said, welcome back, Derek, and went from the gourmet gang. Aww. I was like, oh.
Did your hotel have a game system?
No.
Because that shit blew me away when I went on my honeymoon. PS3 sitting there. PS3 sitting there waiting for me. It's like they knew.
I had DirecTV. I had some DirecTV stuff. And I just sat there and watched Total Divas, and what else? And Law and Order. Law and Order is on at some point on some channel. There is some version of Law and Order on.
When are they coming out with the Law and Order channel? That's what I'm thinking.
It was like nine, ten o'clock at night. Law and Order SVU, that went off. Then another channel, Law and Order Criminal Intent, come back. SVU is on again, and then regular Law and Order. I was like, what the? Did it just keep making these?
Fuck this. Where's my remote control? I'm ready to do an experiment. I bet you this shit's on right now.
Yeah, it's always
that
on.
Law and Order channel will come out next to the WWE channel.
The next morning, I get up. I'm at work at 8:30 in the morning, which for me is 5:30 in the morning. I'm on West Coast time. But I don't care. 5:30 in the morning. I go to the back. I start unpacking the server, which I'm there to install. There's some old guy there to do some accounting stuff. I don't know what he's doing. He's doing something. But I'm over there doing my server work. Left and right. I'm kicking ass in the back. I'm happy. I walk up front for a second. Derek, my headset is broke. Something has broken my headset. And I was like, I just got here.
I'm walking.
Like, I don't know how to fix your headset. Something's wrong with my headset. And I was like, well, when is it? How long has it been broken? Since this morning. Like, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? The light's not on? I was like, is it plugged up? I don't know.
Derek, you're a genius.
I look down, and it's unplugged. And I was like, how the fuck? What the? How long would this? If I had it flown in 3,000 miles and come in at 5 in the morning, like, how long would this problem have been like this?
Look, man, they would have been there till about 1 o'clock, like 5 people around it. But I don't know what happened to it. It won't work.
I'm in the back because I'm loving life now because I've always, like, we have a back room where all the computers are, where it's 1,000 miles away from everything. The only thing I ever wanted to do was work back there, but they wouldn't let me work back there because they wanted me to be social and not become a hermit like I am now. So I was never allowed to just work back there, but now I had to work back there. And so I was back there installing Perl, SQL, blah, blah, blah. Loving it. That went on for a good 2 days. And then the third day.
Wait. Dish Network, channel 242. It's on right now.
Go on. Third day, we're getting Cox is coming in to install voiceover IP. We're getting a new phone system. I've always said, I don't know how phones work. They've always confused me. I've told my bosses, I'm like, I don't know how phones work. You gotta get somebody else in. So Cox is like, we'll come in, we'll do everything. We'll install the lines, we'll drop in the phones, we'll train you, we'll do everything. You don't even really gotta be there. But of course my boss was like, we need you there. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll sit around. The guy came in and he said, there's a problem. I was like, what's the problem? He's like, you guys are supposed to have 15 lines. I was like, yep. Like, we came in and we installed the lines. I was like, yes, you did. I was like, we installed 3 lines. I was like, that sounds like a YP. That's a your problem. Like, you guys knew that we had 15 lines. You guys knew that you're supposed to install 15 lines. You only installed 3 lines. I'm like, yep. And I was like, well, what are you going to do? And now got 2 other people from work are there. And look, they know what they do. Like, they know their departments. They don't know. I don't even know phone stuff. They don't know phone stuff. They don't know network stuff. I don't network stuff. And so the guy's like, look, it's a problem, but we can still. Because all of a sudden, another guy came in. A black guy came in. He knew his shit. He's like, look, this is what's going to happen. We only got 3 lines. That's not a problem. You guys are on topology 1. We're going to switch over to topology 2. And that way, we'll just piggyback over the network. You won't even know it's there. And, like, I'm slowly creeping up. And I like, he's like, yeah, we're gonna hook a VLAN up, and we're gonna do this, and he's gonna backbone on your server and your switch and blah. And I'm like, and then one of the ladies was like, so Typology One. I was like, what? Why are you asking? You don't know what. You don't even know. Like, why are we? Just let. So, what's the downside of Typology One over Typology Two? Well, Typology One we can't do. That's the downside of it. Typology Two we can do. That's the upside. So, like, and so like questions are being asked, and I was like, and I could, like, he's like a no nonsense guy. So he actually come in. He's like, wait a minute, guys. Like, just let me explain what's going on. And I was like, look, we're doing Typology Two. Decisions made, done. All of a sudden, I'm missing big balls in the back. Since I'm in the back, my back room, I'm like, look, the decisions were made. Typology Two. That's where we gotta go. So, why are we going back and forth about it? Typology Two. And the guy was like, yep. And they're like, okay. And so they went back up. And so they start hooking it up. And this guy's like a big Star Wars guy. Like, him and his friend, they're both Star Wars guys. And I'm in the back. We start talking Star Wars stuff. And, like, I thought I was a big Star Wars guy. They are huge Star Wars guys. So, of course, we're big pals now. They're telling me about the Rule of Two and Darth Bane and how the Void and all this stuff came up and how Darth Sidious is. Like, look, you guys, we're pals. I'm liking these guys. Go up front, and they're like, look, we're not going to be able to get all this stuff today because I got to be out of here by 5, and this thing going to get done by 5, so we're just going to do part of it, and then we're going to leave. We're going to come back another day to finish it up. I'm like, don't tell me, tell them. And see, when I told them, and they're like, this is the next part. All the big wigs are in the room, and this guy and me and all the big wig managers. And he's like, look, we can come back to do it. We just need to know what day you guys want us to come back. And they're like, well, we can do it on the 23rd. Derek, will you stay till the 23rd? I was like, I can't stay till the 23rd. Like, well, because right now I think it was like the 9th or something. I was like, I'm not staying till the 23rd. That's not going to happen. I'm supposed to leave on Monday. We can do it on Monday, like the 14th or whatever day that was. And they're like, the 14th is kind of, we don't want to do it on the 14th. And I was like, well, then I'm not going to be here. And look at the guy said, do I need to be here for? He's like, no, we're just plugging in phones. Well, yeah, so I don't need to be here. Well, we want you to be here, Derek. So can you be here on the 23rd? I was like, no, I can't be here on the 23rd. And then somebody else was like, well, can you guys, instead of 23rd, if Derek's not going to be here, we might as well wait till the 30th. And he's like, okay, so we'll do it on the 30th.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, well, I'm not going to be here. I was like, okay, you're not going to be here, Derek, but we can do it on either the 23rd or the 30th. And I was like, well, the 23rd doesn't make a lot of sense because if something goes wrong, nobody's going to be here on, like, who you going to call on Christmas Eve to come fix your shit. So maybe you guys should just do it on the, I think you should do it on like the 5th or something. And now we're doing the 30th. I'm like, oh. And then two people kept saying, well, I think the 23rd would be better. And then I was like, whichever one you guys want to do. And then one person said, well, like after like 10 minutes of back and forth, of the 23rd or the 30th, one person said, I'm not going to be here on the 23rd, so we can't do it on the 23rd. I was like, well, why have you been asking about the 23rd this whole time? This whole time we've been going back and forth about the 23rd or the 30th, and we can't, and the 23rd is never going to happen, so, gosh. And so it's the 30th, so I'm not going to be there. And then, but it's funny how, like, when I ask for something, here's another thing. When I say, hey, we need a new server, or we need to replace this computer, it's going to cost $700 to replace this computer or this laptop. It has to go through meetings and request forms and decisions back and forth for 3 months, and then maybe I'll get it. This guy Cox is like, you guys are going to need a new UPS. It's going to be about $600 for the new UPS you guys need. They're like, okay, Derek, order the UPS. I'm like, what? What? Okay. And I ordered a $500 UPS, a $500 battery right there. But then I walk in and they're like using a netbook. They're like, Derek, we need to put Microsoft Office on this netbook that was only meant to run a web browser. I was like, well, that's not going to happen. Why don't we just buy you a $500 laptop? We can't be spending money, Derek. Crazy. we have like three I was like, why do we have three netbooks here? Why do we have netbooks? Like, why don't we just, who cares?
Y'all know that shit don't work, right?
I've been telling, here's the thing. This is what I have learned. This is what I learned, and this is what I figured out. People, if you're not a nerd or you're not a tech person and you're just like a regular person and want stuff, you don't, it matters a lot how something looks. Like for me, it doesn't matter that that a router, like I bought a new router, it's a small black ugly square. And I was like, what do I care? It's going to be underneath the table. I'm never going to look at it for the rest of my life. So who cares what it looks like? It works. It's the best. It's the best working one, and it's cheap. It costs $50, and it does a lot. It does everything I need. It means nothing to most people, because if you look at them and you say, "Here's a Apple Extreme router. It costs $200, and it has three ports on it, and it's the size of a brick, but it's beautiful." That's the one. If you say,
that's how Alienware makes their money.
Here's a netbook. Look how small and cute it is. Yeah, but it doesn't run anything, and it's slow, and it's broke half the time. Yeah, but it's cute looking, isn't it? And it's so cute, and it fits right in my purse. Yeah, but it doesn't. Yeah, no. That's the one we're getting. That's how the world works, and I've come to accept that. And you know what? For the most part, there's nothing wrong with that. That's how it should. Everything should be pretty.
There's nothing wrong with that until you put it in a work environment.
Yeah, that's another thing. That's another thing. Because now I have to work with both of these pretty things. I have to work with a pretty netbook and a pretty router. And I'm in a store because I need to install both of these things in the store, because that's what needs to happen. Should have been literally 20 minutes tops. Plug it in, boom, 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 gone. I got there. I got to the store for one reason or another, 11 o'clock at night. Did not leave until 2:30 in the morning. Because on the router has exactly one light on it. It has three ports, but one light. And that one light doesn't blink for traffic or blink for, it just blinks if it's on or not. If it's on, it's green. Done. Like, well, is it connected? Is it? No. It's green. That's all I need to know, Derek. And so I'm here trying to get this thing installed. 2:30 in the morning. I skipped over a bunch of stuff, but it didn't matter. I was in one store late at night, installing stuff, and they're like, "Yeah, Derek, when you leave that store, make sure you go out the front instead of the back, because a little while ago, the owner next door was beaten half to death coming out of the store at night." I was like, "What? Yeah, it's not a great neighborhood. I thought it was a good neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood during the day. You're gonna be there at night.
I love those neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So you gotta be here during daylight.
Yeah, during daylight is good.
There's a reason I don't leave my house and walk at night.
I don't know. That's most of my work was, there's only a couple of times where I was like, ugh, what's going on? Most of the time, though, when I was on the back of the computer, it was good.
We're talking nerd stuff with the Cox guys.
Talking nerd stuff with the Cox guys was great, and because it was funny. Look, this is the new world order. I'm a big black guy. The other Cox guy, the main Cox guy, was a big black guy, and his assistant was a big black guy. So basically, it's three big black guys in the back talking computers and Star Wars stuff. Which, I understand the dichotomy there. I understand, is that the right word? I understand, like, you said, that is something. You guys should be talking basketball or something. Like, no, that's not the world anymore, people. Big black guys can be smart tech stuff and talk nerd stuff. We don't have to talk jive. Who was it? Who was it? Somebody that said I talk jive. Tedigan. Tedigan said I talk jive. I
was like, because you're connect.
I was like, when? Yeah, he connect can't understand you because you're talking jive, Derek. I was
like, not even close to jive.
I'm like, when do I talk jive? Like, who am I?
Who the fuck uses the word jive?
That's another one. I was like, what the, like, that's not
that's
the word
anymore.
That's
a racist word. That's a red word.
Are you telling me you don't walk around like the Doctor of Style slick?
Yeah. What it be, homie? yo, Xboxy. What it is now?
Not, keep like, your eye, dog. Keep your eye on the flippy side.
So now we're in, like, three black guys are in the back. We're talking about, like, we're talking like the best X-Wing, the best Starfighter, and all this stuff. And we're not even on the movies. We're not even talking about the movies. We're talking about the books. That's the stuff we're talking about. And in the middle
you're
of
talking extended universe?
Yeah. We're talking all extended universe stuff. And then we're talking about the and then in the middle of that, we're talking about switching out my rides. Like, well, we only have a consumer grade switch. We don't have a pro grade switch. Is that going to be able to handle traffic? Yeah, no problem. We have a smart switch, and it's going to split the VLAN, so you guys don't get the traffic that you got before. So it's not much. Like, that's the conversations we're having. In the middle of this, this is going to sound racist, but this is true. In the middle of this, Cox has like a guy that actually like running the wire and stuff. Small little white guy with a cap. Smaller the white guy with a cap walks in, says, "Hey guys, what's going on?" And immediately you can tell that the other guys don't like this guy. They're like, they look at us like, nothing, just waiting for you to finish your stuff so we can get out of here. He's like, "Okay, up, guys, girl. I'm on it." And he leaves. I was like, you know what? 30 years ago, this would have been completely switched. 30 years ago, it would have been three white guys in the back with smoking a pipe talking about how the new AT&T telephones, the new rotary phones are going to go in. And then a black guy that's doing all the hard work is going to walk in and says, "Yeah, y'all's needs me to do something?" He's like, "Nah, get out of here." Instead, completely switch. Because that's what we call progress. So next time you see a big, tall black guy, don't say, "You play football?" That happened to me. That's happened to me a lot lately.
Every day of my life.
You play football? Why do I? How come nobody ever says, "Do you hook up VLANs and routers?" Like, no, nobody asks.
Nobody knows what the hell that is.
Hey, are you a computer programmer? No, you play football because I'm a big black guy. I gotta play football.
Are you a basketball coach?
That's all I'm saying.
I wrestled for 12 years of my life. I never heard not a single person walk over to me and say, "Hey, you wrestler." Never. Not once. You play football? No. No, I don't play football.
It was raining. I liked the fact it was raining. And my mom got upset because she was like, "Oh, Derek, I'm sorry it's raining." I was like, "What are you talking about? I love that it's raining, Ma. I like the rain. I miss the rain." She's like, "Nobody likes the rain, Derek." I was like, "I just told you I like the rain, Ma." "You don't like the rain." Like, "Ma, I like the rain. I'm enjoying it. I just wish it wasn't raining. I like the rain." Like, it was one of those things. That's all. I'm not gonna get too much in. I'm not gonna get too much into the trip. I want to make sure I like the trip. Most of the trip was good. There's a couple times where I was like, "Ugh," but most of the time it was
so
good.
I always thought that you had a problem with flying, like you had like claustrophobic issues.
No. I don't like flying. I don't like flying because I don't like flying. Like, I also don't like mustard. Not because I'm scared of mustard.
Mustard's delicious.
I hate mustard. I don't put
mustard's
it on
mustard. Mustard's delicious.
Like, I don't, there's things like, you could, I don't like something. I don't like flying because it's not enjoyable to me. Not because I'm scared of it or I'm claustrophobic or I can't. Like this trip, on the way back, I was supposed to leave on Monday. And that did happen. They're like, "Derek, you're gonna like here's another thing, while we're having a 23rd and 30th discussion, like my stuff is done at this point. Like all the servers installed, and I'm like, all I gotta do is install one more program on the computers, and all the stuff I'm supposed to do here, I'm done. And then the phone guys, I have nothing to do with that, and so I'm good to leave here on Monday. And they're like, Derek, we're not sure you'll be able to do all your stuff on Monday. By Monday. I was like, I just, you know, no, my stuff is done. I got to do one more thing and I'm out of here. I'm not sure. Then they started talking like I wasn't even there. Yeah, he's not going to be able to finish everything. I just said I'm going to be able to finish everything. I think he needs to stay another week. I think he needs to stay 2 weeks. Are you guys joking? Are you guys making, like, being funny? No, I'm telling you. I need to install Caterese. I can do that today. I'm just going to do it tomorrow, but I could do it today. I'm just going to come in on Saturday and do it while nobody's here. But I'm going to be done Saturday. Derek, we're going to extend your trip. Like, that's literally how it went. Derek, are you going to be able to finish your stuff? Yes, not a problem. Somebody else says, I don't think he's going to be able to finish. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to finish either. Derek, you need to extend your trip. What? We've extended your trip. So that's how I went from leaving on Monday to leaving on, Wednesday or something.
So what'd you do with the extra couple of days?
Oh, don't worry about that. They figured out stuff for me to do.
Derek.
Now I got to drive around, which this part wasn't bad. I drove around to each store installing stuff at the stores. That wasn't mad because I got to see the stores. The bad part was the stuff I was installing. Like the whole time I was doing it, I was like, I could do this. If I had stayed here, like if I was in Virginia, I would be doing this a completely different way. But since I'm not here and they basically, Derek, this is what Derek's going to do when we get here. We're just not going to tell him. But this is what he's going to do. We're going to buy all the equipment for him. I was like, instead of me going and complaining and yelling and being, because I just read a book too that said, don't be that guy. And I was like, I'm not going to be there. I'm just going to roll with it and make it work. That's what I did. I just read a book on the flight over that said, look, if usually in a group of people, there's one person complaining about stuff and they make stuff a lot harder than it needs to be. And don't be that person. If you don't know who that person is, there's a good chance it's you. And I was like, I don't want to be that person. And so I didn't. I was like, look, this is what we need to do.
It's a good way to live. That works, man.
Yeah. It's like what am I gonna sit there and yell and say, we could do this with a $50 router and some cord from Radio Shack. Instead, let's use three routers and a fucking, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Yeah. And it works, so who cares? That's what I'm saying. Who cares?
You ain't there to change shit. You're just there to get shit done.
Exactly. And I got to see all the stores. Everybody's like, it's kind of funny. I walk in and like, oh, Derek, how you doing? And that wears off after like a minute and a half. One manager actually called in and said, and like while I was at a main office, like, yeah, can Derek come down on Saturday? I was like, on Saturday?
Saturday?
Yeah, can you come here?
Like, what's Aren't wrong? You part-time?
Yes. Can you come down on Saturday? My computer's running slow. That is the bane.
Can't they take that to the fucking to Best Buy or some shit?
Those computers, like, I've always said this every time. The computers are meant to do one thing and one thing only. All these computers are meant to do one thing only. But it's kind of funny how all of a sudden all these other apps just magically appear on these computers. And of course, I don't know, how do people download viruses these? Like, how does that happen? Like, I honestly don't understand.
I don't know.
Where are you going at work to get a virus?
Yeah.
Like, you have to be going on something. Because today to get a virus on a computer, you have to go somewhere that you're not supposed to go, and then click on something you're not supposed to click. And then usually it'll pop up and say, hey, this is a virus. You have to say, fuck it. And then click anyway, and then you get a virus. And you're doing this all in the middle of a shift. Like none of these, it should be almost impossible for these computers. All the computers have viruses on them, each and every one. I was like, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
All some coupon stuff or some other thing or some browser bar. Like, how do you have a coupon browser bar? Like, when did that happen? Why is that still a thing?
And why would you allow that?
So do all that. My mom, one day, like the next, I think like Tuesday or something, or Wednesday, I don't know. My mom's supposed to pick me up. She picks me up, right? And I was like, Mom, I just need to go to the store right here for like 10 minutes and then take me to the main office. She's like, okay. And she's like, well, Derek, if you're only going to be in the store, I need to go home and do something, and I'll be back. And I was like, okay, you'll be back in, like, when? About a half hour. I'm like, that means an hour. No. I'll be back in a half hour, Derek. So I'm in the store for a half hour, 45 minutes. All my stuff is done. Now I'm just literally sitting at the counter, just staring at the clock. Hour goes by. I call my mom, nothing. Hour and 15 minutes, 90 minutes, 2 hours now. I'm in the store. And I end up having a call working. It's like, yeah, my ride's not picking me. I need somebody to come pick me up. And then hour after that, my mom calls me and says, Derek, you need me to pick you up? I'm like, what? Like, I'm at the office now, ma. Oh, okay. Okay.
God damn. That's incredible.
We got a new piece of software. We got a new version of the old software. We have some old food software. I don't know what it does. I literally don't know what it does. I don't even install it because I'm like, I don't know how this stuff works. We pay this company way too much money in maintenance contract. We're gonna have them install their software, and so they log in and they start installing their software. And they install it. It takes like, what, 3 hours to install it, which is way. I was like, why does it take 3 hours to install a piece of shit stuff? But that's how long it takes. And then as soon as it gets up and running, I get a call. Derek, this software sucks. I'm like, I know it sucks. Like, no. It sucks worse than it did before. None of this, like, they took out every, like, all the stuff. You can't print from it anymore. You can't do this. And I was like, I got nothing to do with me, but I'm the one that has to be on the phone with them, telling them, like, look, your software, the tomatoes aren't the same. I don't know what the I don't know. I know. All I know is I'm on the call with support. At one point, I just handed it. I was like, look, I don't know what here. You let them tell you. And then they got on and started yelling at them about something. I was like, I don't know what the problem is. I'm out of here. I'm just counting the minutes to get out of here. To get on this plane and get out of here, and to get on my plane and get out of here, because I think I'm going out like the next day. And they're like, "Oh, Derek, you're not gonna be able to go out the next day. You're not gonna be able to go out on Tuesday because Philadelphia is snowed in." I'm like, what? Yeah, Philadelphia is snowed in. You can't go out through Philadelphia. I'm like, well, that's the only way I can get out? That's the only way we can get you out. So now I gotta stay another day. And then the day I'm supposed to go. They call up and they're like, yeah, your plane is delayed by 2 hours. And that means you're not going to make your connecting flight, which means we're going to have to put you on a completely different airline. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. But yeah, that airline leaves an hour late too. Like, oh, son of a bitch. I'm never going to leave. I'm never going to be able to leave Virginia. I'm going to be stuck here. And then my mom gave me a ride to the airport. She was like, Derek, you got everything? I was like, yeah, I got everything, Mom. Like, you got your camera? I got my camera. You got your clothes? I got my clothes. You got your phone? I got my phone. You got your keys? I do not have my keys. I don't have my keys. I don't have my keys. How did I lose my keys in Virginia after 3 days? I don't have my keys. I'm going to fly back to L.A. and have to live on the streets now. Can you imagine losing your keys 3,000 miles away?
No.
And I was like, well,
I put them in one of those little pouches in my carry-on.
Here's how about them. That's what I should do. I'm not stupid. It was all my fault. Here's how much I want to leave. I was like, I was like, well, we're going to get you in a later flight. I was like, nope. I'm getting on this flight. But Derek, you don't have your keys. How are you going to get in your house? Like, I don't know. But I'm getting on this plane. I'm not seeing it. So my mom was like, okay, Derek, I'll look for it for you. And, like, I was on a plane, and, like, my mom finally called me and said she found him at a hotel. And I was like, FedEx him to me in the morning. So what are you going to do for tonight? I was like, I don't know. I'll figure something out. And when I finally got back to L.A., this is my fault. This is because I'm a hermit. I just slept in my car. When I flew back to LA, I went and got in my Crown Vic. I reclined.
You
a
had
seat.
Your car keys.
Yeah, well, I had parked in long term parking, so they had my car keys. So right. I just went to. I said, "Look, I'm Hopkins here to pick up my car to get my car keys." So I have my car keys. I got my Crown Vic, which is about the size of my house, so it's not like I was missing anything. I went and I parked. I reclined that seat back. Turned on the Hulu Plus on my my netbook. Not netbook. Wait, what I got? Netbooks in my brain on my tablet. And I slept in the car. You know what? Best night's sleep I had in a long time, too. Comfortable.
Fuck that shit.
Comfortable. I was thinking, I was like, well, what am I going to do? Like, I can either go to a hotel for 8 hours, or I could call. Who am I going to call?
You hit up one of your good friends.
Name one.
Thank you. I don't know who you know. One of your buddies.
Yeah, I got no one.
What about Teddykin? Isn't Teddykin your friend?
Ted was in Atlanta. Him and Rachel flew out together in Atlanta, so he went around.
Go over Jessica's. Yeah. Say, hey, Jessica, what's up?
Look, yeah, that'd go over well.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. Because I was like, look, for all the people I know, like three of them live near me, like within like a few miles. Four of them. Ted, not in town. Rachel, not in town. Jennifer Villarreal lives down the street. I don't think she's letting me stay with her. Jessica Villarreal lives down the street. Pretty sure she don't want me knocking on her door saying, Jessica, can I sleep with you? Like, I don't think that was going to go over well.
Like, there you go. That's how I met my wife.
You could sleep out. You could sleep in your car outside. That's what you can do. But actually, I did go down the list of people, and I was like, yeah, I'm 99% sure. Like, it's funny. Like, if I said, oh yeah, I slept in my car. Just was like, oh, you should have called me. I was like, yeah, right. Okay, that would have. No. And what's the other guy's name? Lawrence. I don't know if Lawrence is in Vegas or I don't know where. Any given second, he could be in Vegas. Like, you could be on phone. You could see him like. In the morning, and by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's like, oh, I'm in Vegas right now. So you can't, I don't know. You know, I don't know where Oscar lives or Moses just got married. So I'm pretty sure he don't want me messing with up his groove. Scott hasn't, I've been here for a year and a half. Scott hasn't even shown me where he works at, much less where he lives at. So I'm pretty sure that's a no-go. Yeah, the Crown Vic. It was comfortable. Yeah, I'm not gonna. My Crown Vic is comfortable. It's a comfortable car, and plus I just finished repairing it, so I felt close to it.
Well, Derek, next time you're stuck, you can fly to Hawaii and you can sleep on my couch.
This whole trip, I felt the whole trip was doomed from the start because the day before my trip. I was like, look, I'm going to go wash my car. I'm going to get something to eat. I'm going to do all this to get some money. And then I'm going to come back home. I go to wash the car. Oh, it doesn't take credit cards. It takes dollars. I don't have dollars. Let me go back out and get some dollars or whatever. Now back out. Crunch! And I was like, what the hell? Did I just rip the front of my bumper off of this goddamn pole? Now look, and the front of my car, the corner marker light, completely smashed.
Shit. What happened?
I just told you I smashed it on the pole. When I was trying to back out of the car wash place. I was like, God damn it. I got to side, and so I look, so I drive back home. I'm all pissed off. No, I'm not really pissed off.
Did it dent the car at all, or just the
It looks
the
like
lens?
It sounded like it ripped the whole bumper off. But from the looks of it, it looks like it just the lens took all of it because the lens was in pieces. So I was like, okay.
Hit up Amazon, man. Order another one.
That's what I said. I was like, how much is this corner marker light going to cost me? Probably $100 for a corner marker light. I'll look it up. Guess how much a corner marker light for a 2002 Crown Vic costs?
$50.
$5.
$16.50.
Jesus Christ, that's a beautiful car.
Yeah. I was like, I'm guessing because they have 18 million of them for cops and taxis and everywhere. So these things are like
a fleet car. Yeah.
So I'm like, guess what?
The same thing go down with my old LTD. Yeah, shit would fucking fall off on it, and I'd be fucking crying and shit, and then be like, oh no, that's $30.
Yep.
All right.
So I'm like, look,
How much does it cost to install? You got a screwdriver?
Like, I'm gonna go in and order this sucker right now. I was like, oh well, if I order it, it's gonna be sitting on my front door for a week and a half, so I can't order it. But I don't want to not get it. I was gonna pick it up right now from a auto parts store. No auto parts store has it in stock. All of them said we have to order it for you. And I was like, ugh. But I gotta get it now. In my brain, for some reason, I gotta get it now. I gotta get it now. And so my last ditch effort, I was like, look, I know this town is kind of shady. I know where I live at. Maybe somebody on Craigslist has a Crown Vic I can buy pieces off of or something. And in Craigslist, I shit you not, it says corner market light Ford Crown Victoria, $30 or best offer. I was like, this is perfect.
That's awesome.
I was like, this was meant to be. And it's like,
ever since I have stopped driving that Ford, man, it has not been like that. You know, when I had my Jeep, yeah, I could buy a bumper, but fucking, my wife's goddamn xenon light fucking burnt out. That shit's gonna cost me $200. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
$30 or that's best offer. All it had was a phone number. So I called a phone number and I'm like, hi, I'm calling about the side corner market light for the Ford. I want to know if you guys still have it. Is somebody talking about that? That's my Spanish. I don't know Spanish.
Oh, okay.
I'm calling about the side market light. You know, it's my story. So say something about that. So, you're not that. Side marker light on Craigslist? Side marker light? Yeah, side marker light. Like, I'll call. The guy puts the phone down. I hear him talking in the back saying, blah, 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 English, blah, 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 English, blah, blah, blah. So I'm waiting for somebody to come to the phone. Wait on the phone for 5 minutes. Click.
Goddamn.
I call back again. Like, yeah, I just called about this market light. Yeah, the lady that speaks English, she's not here. She at lunch. She'll be back. I'm like, okay, when will she be back? Hour, 2 hours. Okay, I'll call back. I'm not calling back. Instead, you know what I'm doing? I'm using Google to look at this phone number because there's no address in Craigslist. Look at the phone number, and it's it's an auto sound store in East LA. And I'm like, guess where I'm going? Guess where I'm heading to right now? I'm heading right down to the auto sound store in East LA. I get in the car. I look at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, I look kind of rough, though. I probably should shave and put on a clean shirt. I was like, wait a minute. I'm about to go to East LA to buy a piece of a car. I'm not gonna comb my hair or wash my face.
You don't want to look clean cut down there.
Yeah, I want to look like what I'm looking like right now. So I drop in a car, drive down to East LA, and I am in East LA. Like, this is East LA. Like, born in East LA. That's where I'm at. And I walk in. This place is, I'm not going to say it's a chop shop, but it's a chop shop. Like, it's supposed to be an auto sound, like, it's called, like, auto sound place or whatever. No speakers, no radio, anything. It's just pieces of cars. And I'm like, okay. And I go in, and there's a lady there, and I'm like, hey, I called earlier about the Crown Vic, part, the corner light. And she's like, oh yeah, we got it, it's right here. And I was like, okay, so how much you want for it? I expected her to say $30. I was gonna downplay her to 20. I was like, I'll get $20 for it. And she's like, $50. And I was like, whoa, $50. In the ad it said $30 or best offer. And she's like, no, it doesn't. I was like, yes, it did. She's like, maybe it said $40. And I was like, no, it says $30. She's like, maybe it said $39, but it didn't say $30. I was like, I printed it out. Here it is. I whipped it out. So, bam! Popped it right out. Here's the ad that you put out. It says $30.
He whipped it out, and then he gave her the paper.
And I gave her the paper. And she was like, oh, I guess it is $30. And I was like, well, there goes my 20. My negotiation was to get her down to what she was asking for. That's how good I am at negotiating. And then the guy that was standing beside her, he was like, you're not around here. You're not from around here, are you? But he said it in a Spanish accent. It was a southern tone, but in a Spanish accent.
He's from Texas.
You're not from around here, are you? And I was like, yeah, no. So yeah, I didn't remember seeing you. Well, yeah, I'm out of here. So I got my car piece, got back, and I drove out of East LA. And then that's when I looked on the internet to learn how to attach it, and I did, because you learn everything on the internet. And I put it on my
YouTube.
Yep, there's a video on YouTube. There is literally a video on YouTube on how to install a corner market light of a 2001 Ford Crown Victoria.
Two screws.
If you need to install something or take something apart, there's a 90% chance there's a video on YouTube for it.
That was crazy. I was like, I thought I was gonna have to buy like a book, or it was like Haynes manuals or something. Nope, there's a guy on YouTube showing you exactly how to do it. And there you go. Also, when I was there, my first night there when I got to Virginia, my first night there, I dropped my Nexus 7 tablet, and I was like, oh, I dropped my tablet, and I picked it up, it was all cracked and broken.
Oh shit.
I was all pissed off. I was like, got in the car. My mom was taking me back to the hotel. It's like, mom, my stupid Nexus broke. Like that was my entertainment for the entire. Like all I was gonna do was use that to watch Hulu Plus. Now I can't. And the first night, I dropped it like still an work? Idiot. No, it came on, but it's a touchscreen, so you can't do nothing. So
replace the screen?
No.
YouTube.
Yeah. She was like, we're gonna get you to do before. It. We went down to Walmart, and I got another one. After sitting there, and people that work in these places should not work in these places, because he was in, like, all this guy had to do was answer questions about the three tablets that Walmart carries, and he could not answer. And I was like, look, you guys have a Nexus 7 or a Nexus 10? He's like, let me look. And he brought two boxes, and both of them said Nexus 7. And I was like, yeah, we got a Nexus 7 and Nexus 10. I was like, both of those are Nexus 7. He looks like, oh, yeah. And I was like, okay, how much is that one? He's like, $179. And I was like, okay, I get that. He's like, oh, it's $229. I'm like, how do you get that wrong?
That dude was high.
I'm like, That is my, that's my.
You should have fucking hardlined him. Said, hey, you know what? I'm taking the price you gave me. You probably lost your job on this, but it ain't a job that you needed anyway. You can't bait and switch me. That's illegal. Give me the fucking price you just quoted me.
I'm pretty sure nobody ever loses their job at Walmart about anything. While that guy was looking for the two tablets, first he had to go get somebody else. Because he called another store. He had to call another store to check if they had Nexus 10s too. Because they don't have computers to look. But he had to call. But while he was doing that, some other guy came up and said, I'm about to take my break. Are you taking your break? He's like, yeah, I'm gonna take my break. How long are you gonna take? I don't know, about an hour. I think I'll take an hour too. Like, aren't you guys in the middle? Like, aren't you in the middle of helping me? Like, why are you? Whatever. I got
that. So they're on a break.
You're not blowing me away, man. I work for the government.
I don't, look,
people, you're not shocking me or surprising me. I work for the government.
It's odd to me that like he works his work area is literally a 6x3 space, and like nothing's in it but batteries and three tablets and a couple of phones and an iPod. He works there. I'm guessing 4 to 5 hours a day every day. Shouldn't he know all that stuff behind? He's like, oh no, the UPC code for that is 944-8234 blah 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 blah. Like, but no. No. That's all. That's all. Not a good day. The trip didn't start out good, but it was a good trip. I enjoyed the trip. For the most part. I like my job. It's good. Did not work less than 10 hours a day. Every day there, I worked for at least 10 hours. That's all I'm saying. Do I get any credit for that? No. Do I get any props for that? Maybe a little. Not really. But it doesn't matter because I'm employed. That's the important part.
You're making the money.
Making them ducats.
Big pimping.
Spending cheese. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Ty Claw still ignoring me in chat too. I offered Ty, for people that don't know, Ty Claw is a person in our chat room who has been there for I think 8 years now, and he's been there for so long that people think he runs the chat room, but he doesn't run the chat room, but people think he does. But I actually offered him this morning. I was like, Ty Claw, would you like to do a daily news show where all you just do is read off like the news stories for today? That's all, because you always posting news stories in chat. Read them off. It'll be a nice little show. You know what his response was?
No.
Nope.
No. His response was nothing. Pretend like I didn't. No response. And I was like,
that's fucked up.
Now, like Ty Claw, if you don't want to do the radio, how about just do an article like every day, like you do like a list of the top news stories and you just post it on allgames.com. You know what the response to that was?
Nothing.
To this, he still hasn't acknowledged that I was like, hey, would you like to be a writer on staff at all? Still nothing. Nothing, Tiger Claw. I don't understand why Tiger Claw hates me. But he does hate me. I think a lot of people dislike me. But I don't care.
Because you're a mean man.
I am. Look, I am a mean person, but like I have said mean things. I have done mean things. But I also know people who have said and done mean things, and I'm still nice to them because you're supposed to be nice to everybody. Just because somebody is mean doesn't mean you're supposed to not be. That's called the golden rule. You're nice to everybody. But some people say, we'll be nice to everybody except Derek. I'm nice to everybody, I think, for the most part.
Yeah.
I try to be.
Oh. I'll say this. Sometimes you're too nice.
I understand that, too. I know.
That's crazy talk.
No, I am too nice. I should have banned Tiger Claw years ago.
How do you ban Tiger Claw?
Exactly. I had to yell at I think I yelled at Ted. Did I yell at Ted? I think I may have yelled at Ted. Because Ted was saying some stuff a couple of weeks ago. I had to yell at Ted.
He was talking smack?
He was talking some smack. I was like, hey. Shit. I was like, hey, that's not cool. What are you doing? But still, too nice. I'm too nice.
So you playing anything, man?
Asia Dang's boyfriend told me that he needs his privacy.
You gotta respect his privacy.
His privacy. I think he posted on my fucking timeline.
Fucking poos.
Also, here's another thing. Here's a quick thing about. I was thinking about this the other day during movie night. Last movie night was pretty good. It wasn't great, but. So far, my favorite recent movie night was Captain America. Last week, I don't even remember what we saw from movie night. That's how it was. But
all I know is I couldn't see it because I don't have Netflix at the moment.
During movie night, though, like for some reason, like I get the feeling that Ted and Doom Plague and Hecht think that I am madly in love with Asia Dang.
Oh, I know where you stand with Asia Dang. It's fucking Ted.
I'm like, look, she's an attractive lady. I follow her on Twitter because she posts pretty pictures of herself. Ted's like, you're in love with Aisha Dane. I was like, you and Aisha Dane, you wanted to be together. Like, I'm pretty sure that's you know what I'm saying?
I think you're at the point, like maybe 2-3 months ago, I could reasonably rag on you for that. But I think you're at the point now where you see what kind of woman she is.
See, that's not that either. You're the same as Ted. Oh, you've been, Ted, Derek, you've been disenfranchised from Aisha Dane. She fell out of favor. Like, she's a Maxim model on Twitter. Wait, so you guys actually think that?
Hey, man.
If you believe. Well, see, here's why I think Ted thinks this, because Ted lives in a world. Ted lives in a different world than everybody else.
Yeah.
Ted, everybody from Zombie Cast Mondays on all games, be there. They're part of the Fear the Crypt app by Eli Roth. They're doing good things. But Ted lives in a world. Like I said, look, he's hanging out with Eli Roth, the big director. He lives in a world where if he sees a Maxim model, for him, he's like, you know what? If I halfway apply myself, I can get that. I can work that. And for, you know what? He's right, because it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's his life. He sees a hot model. He's like, if I'm in the mood, I will approach her. And look, you can't, that shit's happened more than once. So when I say, oh, that Aisha Dane, she's really hot. He's like,
I mean, let's put this into perspective. Ted stalked the woman and now they're friends.
Yeah. Ted knows how to work. Ted knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean
how to work it.
So now when I see a hot Maxim model and I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. She's a hot Maxim model. Ted's like, oh, so you and Aisha Dane, you're there a year. I'm like, no. No, I understand that she's a hot model. She's really attractive. If I follow her on Twitter, she'll post pictures of herself in bikinis and stuff. It's kind of cool. Oh, so really, you're trying to work that? You're trying to get some of that? I'm like, no, not trying to get. Oh, you're so jealous of her boyfriend. Like, but, no, but I'm just joking. Oh, well, forget it.
In Ted's world, he believes Derek has a chance because Ted would have a chance.
Exactly. Ted's like, look, if I wanted that, that would happen. Therefore, Derek must want that so it could. Like, no, Ted, me and Ted live in different worlds. I wish I lived in Ted's world.
I'm just saying, man, if you apply yourself, if you believe, you can get some of those Lebanese mafia people to talk to Poos Poos.
I'm too old to I know there should be a book called Lies We Tell Our Kids that we know aren't true. And one of those things is
you can be anything you want when you grow up.
You can be anything you want. I wanted to be a fighter pilot. Like, if I was the greatest person in the world, I would never be a fighter pilot because I'm 6'7". And 6'7" people don't fit in F-14s, period. If I could lose 1,000 pounds, my legs are too long to fit in the F-14. So I would never be a fighter pilot. They're not rearranging F-14 for. Same thing for a Formula One race car. I would love to be a Formula One race driver. I'm not 5'3". Therefore, I'm not going to be a Formula One race driver. That's how that shit works. Kid, just because you want something, I'm gonna tell you kids a few truths right now. One, just because you work hard doesn't mean you're going to get ahead in life. Two, just because you're nice doesn't mean she's going to go out with you. Three, just because you want something doesn't mean you're going to get it. And four, just because you're right doesn't mean you're right. You can be right.
That last one is the most retarded.
But it's dude, that's a realist fucking one that he said. Yeah. I didn't agree with half the shit, but you know what? Just because you're right don't mean you're right.
Yep.
That's fucking life right there. Yeah.
Try that shit in school one day. You'll figure out the first time you're in school and you write an answer on a test or whatever, and you're like, okay, that's the right answer. And the teacher marks it wrong. You're like, wait a minute. No, that's the right answer. He's like, no, that's not what the book has. Well, the book's wrong. Fuck, no. What did you say? The book's wrong. You get double X's.
The book's never wrong.
Yeah.
The book is never wrong, even
never
if
mind
it
that
is.
The book's from 1964.
Columbus discovered America. When he landed on the shores, he met the Indians.
Cheaters never win.
America wouldn't be America without Columbus.
That's another one, kids. When they tell you cheaters never win, no, cheaters that get caught never win.
Cheaters win all the fucking time.
Cheaters is almost how you have to win these days. Like, I've gone through a lot of my life thinking that, look, this is the rules. To this day, I still do this. Like, look, this is the rules. If I just do this, it'll be okay. I'm not going to get ahead. Like, that's not how you get ahead. That's how you stay at an even keel, by just following the rules. That's how you stay where you are. The rules are set up so that if you're at a certain spot and you follow the rules, wherever, work, school, driving, no matter what, if you follow the rules, you will stay where you're at and you're happy. You're not happy, but you're content. If you break the rules and you don't get caught, guess what? You start to move ahead.
You're a happy motherfucker.
And even if you do get caught, that'll just teach you not to get caught anymore.
It'll teach you how not to get caught. Like, say you're on a highway and you're driving 50. The speed for the highway is 55 miles an hour. You drive 55 miles an hour on a highway, everybody's passing you. Everybody's going past you. You drive 70. Guess what? You're breaking the rules, but you're getting ahead. But then you get caught. You see what I'm saying? He's like, well, why'd you pull me over instead of the other guy? Well, you're driving a red car. He's driving a yellow car. And my radar picks up red cars.
You weren't driving fast enough.
My red car, my radar picked up your car easier than the other car. Or he was two lanes over. But even though he was going faster, it was easier for me to get you. Like, that's, or you're black. Like, one of those things. Doesn't matter. I'm just saying, if you want to get ahead in life, cheat. Just don't get caught. It ain't cheating if you don't get caught. And that's the truth.
And all those life lessons I learned from watching wrestling and listening to Bobby the Brain Heenan.
I needed to drop a class in college. I needed to drop it because I switched majors and it wasn't on my major. I switched majors from media to computer science. I didn't need a class. So I needed to drop it. One, I'd say, okay, I went, got the little form. I need to get two signatures on a form. One was a teacher. The other was a department head. I went to the department head. She was like, well, I'm not signing that until the teacher signs it. I was like, okay. I went to the teacher. I'm not signing until the department head signs it. I was like, but she said, no, I'm not signing to the department head. So I went to the department head. Look, I already told you. I'm not signing that until the teacher signs it. I went to the teacher. I'm not signing it till the department head signs it. And so I went downstairs. I signed the teacher's name. And I found my cousin. And I got him to sign the department head's name. And I went down to the main office. I was like, here it is. And they're like, good, your class is dropped.
They never looked at it. They never even fucking looked at it.
I'm like, look, I could have saved myself 2 hours of walking back and forth.
They never fucking look at it. They never tech. They never do. I do classes. I get classes all the time at my job. Now, these are very difficult classes about shit that I can't tell you about. But I do it. If I studied and studied all night and got the shit and went in and got the shit right, it doesn't matter if I just fucking cheated. I do a screen grab of it, and then I get the whole thing wrong, get the answers, and get the whole thing right.
You know what, though? 15 minutes. Your job is governmental, and I don't think I trust that right now. You're part of my government. I don't think I like where this is going.
Look, before he gives away nuclear secrets, I will tell a different story. I was in a car accident a long time ago. Three people were in my car. It was like a fender bender, right, on the highway. I pull over, the other guy pulls over, and the cop pulls up behind us and says, what's happening? And the guy says, I was driving, I switched lanes, I hit him, and then we pulled over. And the cop looked at me, he's like, is that right? And I was like, sounds right to me. And the cop was like, okay. He looked at the guy like, well, I'm gonna write a ticket for improper lane change on this guy, and you probably won't even have to show up in court. And the guy said, I meant to say that I was driving, and then all of a sudden he hit the brakes and came over and then hit me, and then we pulled over. And the cop looked at me. He's like, so what do you think about that? And I was like, sound like you just changed the story. And the cop was like, yeah, that's what it sounds like to me too. He says, I'm going to write you a ticket for braking early and turning into his lane. I'm like, yeah, but you just heard him change the story. He's like, yeah, that you agreed to. I was like, I didn't agree to. Already started writing.
I told you he changed the story. I didn't say I was up yeah. for it.
So there you go. That guy knew the deal. The guy was like, wait a minute. Oh, I need to cheat right now so I don't get this ticket. And he mm-hmm. did, and he won. And me thinking, oh, if I just follow the rules, this cop it will also follow the rules. Nope.
Well, see, here's the problem. All you had to say was, nope, that's wrong.
Don't follow the rules. I don't know. I mean, I live in a little microcosm. I live on an island, folks. But this is what I have learned with my experiences in life. You know what? Honesty ain't always the best policy.
Cheat and lie and cheat and lie and cheat and lie. I will say that right now. I have seen. Oh, I'll tell you another story. Me and my friend, I'll say his name, I don't care. Tim, back in the day. Back in my slightly wilder times.
Tim on blast.
Tim on blast. We were driving. No, we were driving, but he was like, I need to go pick something up at this girl's house. This was not his girlfriend's house. This was some girl's house. And so we go in, goes in, they kiss, say, oh, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, and she's like, oh, so are we still on for Saturday? And he's like, I got to go to a dinner in D.C., a $500 plate dinner in D.C. And I'm like, you got to go to $500 plate dinner? He's like, yeah, me and D, we got to be up there. We got to leave tomorrow morning. And I was like, okay. He's like, oh, okay, but be sure to come back tomorrow morning. I'll give you a going away present. He's like, yeah. And he picked up his coat and we left. And I was like, what's this dinner? He's like, I'm gonna do, I got me and so-and-so are going out that day. I'm not going to. I'm like, oh, so you lied. Oh. You know what lying got him? Some extra nookie on the side. That's what lying got
nookie.
Him. Extra nookie. Extra nookie. I can name, look. Never mind.
I got a note for the kids.
I was about to say something.
Hey, kids. You out there looking for your first job and stuff like that, you know? You just came out of high school, you want to get that first job, and then you're filling out that that application where it says experience. Lie. Go ahead, lie. Fill it out. Put in you worked at five other places just like the place that you're applying for. Guess what? They won't check.
I know more about like
if you didn't graduate stuff. High school, lie about that shit too. They won't check.
I've been on the phone with support people where I know more about their software than they know. Where they're like, oh, we can't do that. I was like, no, I've been doing that with your software for the past like 2 months. I just need, oh, you are? Okay, so keep doing that. You motherfucker. How
did you work? Oh, I didn't know it did that.
I didn't know it did
that. Keep doing it then.
It's just my job to know that. Look, guys, I'm not saying to be a bad person. I'm just saying that when you were a kid, the world lied to you, and don't believe those lies. All that stuff. I was raised mostly by sitcoms and TV, and sitcoms and TV are the worst liars in the history of worst liars. Because if you let's look at the Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory is about a bunch of people who are like, oh, we're super smart nerd losers who just sit around and play video games all day. Oh, girls don't like us. We're geeks. Girls don't like us geeks, which for the most part is true. But also, they're nice guys. And therefore, since they're on TV, they have the hottest goddamn girlfriends in the history of the world.
I don't know, man. Blossom's in there.
No, I'm not counting Blossom. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the short blonde one and the tall blonde one. Yeah. I'm like, nobody should have those girlfriends. You shouldn't have them. But they do because they're on TV. And it makes you think that, oh, even if I like all, if it, even over the super nerd stuff, and but I'm a nice guy, I get a super hot blonde girlfriend. You don't. You don't. And then people say, what about Rachel? Rachel's not dating a super nerd guy. She's dating some, I don't know. How do you, I don't know how to explain him, but he's not a super nerd guy. He's not.
Not a super nerd. He's a nerd.
Guy that wears a leather jacket.
Yeah, you can get the blonde. You can get the blonde if you got money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That, no, poor in the TV show, poor guy. The, in the movie, the poor guy. I like the movies where the rich guy and the poor, the hottie is dating a rich guy, but then there's the poor butler or the poor waiter who loves her, and he wins her over in the end because she doesn't care about it, and that shit don't happen.
I like the movie where the bicycle messenger lives in a posh New York loft apartment.
No,
you see that all the time too.
I'm just saying, creep guys. And same goes for girls. Guess what, girls? All those TV shows where the jock is just waiting to see the real you. Oh, if he may be dating a cheerleader, but he'll find out in the end that I'm the right one for him. Guess what? No, he won't. He's gonna bang a cheerleader until he doesn't want to bang her no more. Until he needs like his accounting homework done, and he's gonna date you. That's all. I'm just saying. Wow, this got really dark.
Look.
You're taking it in a dark direction,
possible.
Man.
Where's
the kids?
If you're a geek, you can get the blonde.
Look.
But that only happens like one out of 500 people.
Look, I know a lot of hot girls.
All right. I'm going to disagree
I'll name them right now. Look.
You know what?
Jennifer Villarreal, Jessica,
hey.
Rachel, Haley, the nerdy girls, all Tracy, all those girls, crazy hot. Guess what? Their boyfriends may be slightly nerdy. They ain't super nerdy. And all their boyfriends are pretty
hot. You know
what?
If there's some hot chick that you want out there, just go for her.
All their boyfriends are hot.
I disagree with what you guys are saying. If it'll only be if she doesn't go for you, it'll only be a learning experience. Just go for it. Sooner or later, you're going to bag that hot blonde chick that you're looking for. I don't know. I disagree with this whole like turn that we're going to.
I don't like the dark. This got very depressing to me all of a sudden.
This escalated quickly.
Yeah, this escalated quickly. I don't know how.
Just go for it. She's just a person just like you.
No, she's
she may not know she's hot. Whatever. Just
they
go
all
for
know
it.
They're hot. Wait a minute.
We're not telling you.
Every
not
hot person.
No,
I'll
just go for
look,
it.
Look, hot guys know they're hot, and hot girls know they're hot. That's why they're hot.
It's a rule. It's a game of averages. If you hit on 10 chicks, maybe one might say yes.
Okay,
who knows?
Just
go for it.
That's a horrible average.
Yeah.
At least you're fucking a hot chick.
That's a lot of rejection you're going through in life.
That's 10. Big deal. 1, 2, 3. Okay, I'm 3 in. Now just a couple more and I'm almost there.
Look, Bridget B is in chat yelling at me. She's like, no lie, no cheat. Love the person you are, damn it.
Call in. Look, got too many people agreeing on the
look,
show.
Another thing you guys don't know, Bridget's a goddamn model. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not even joking. She's a goddamn model.
And you know what? She's locked down, too.
Yep,
married.
Locked that down. So don't even worry. Well, no, she's locked down. Don't even think about that guy. Billy O'Keefe says Derek's bitter because he's mentally stuck in high school. That is also true. I still see myself, which is I shouldn't, but I still see myself the way I was in high school, which is not good.
I don't even remember high school. High school was a long goddamn time ago.
He says when you walk around as a grown-up and you give off that stink, still being stuck in high school, you can't be surprised when people take no interest. I'm not sure if I'm the same person in high school. I had a lot of the same interests I had in high school. I haven't grown out of video games yet. I actually got upset. I was watching the Angry Video Game Nerd where he was playing old Atari 2600 space games, and he was like making like simple mistakes. He was like, "What's this game?" I'm like, this game, Space War. It's like one of the first games ever made. Like, what's this? That's Star Raiders. Like, how do you not know how to play Star Raiders? Like, if I know a lot about video games. I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think that means I'm stuck.
I don't think it's a good thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
It's not helping you.
Bill O'Keefe, you just got to turn that stink into stank.
Bill O'Keefe says, girls never, he's just being mean to me. I forgot. Every once in a while, Bill O'Keefe tricks me into thinking he's not a mean person. Bill O'Keefe's just a mean person.
But you know what? Billy gets ahead.
No, he doesn't.
Oh!
I've yelled at Billy before because Billy's in the house all the time. Okay, once again, we're getting dark. We're getting way dark.
Shit, man.
So, can we get out of this, man? What do you think of that, Wonder Woman choice that they're talking about throwing around?
Who cares? What does it matter to me?
All right, well, you're a fan of the Wonder Woman. Yeah, you think you'd have my view of that, man?
Nah, doesn't matter. It's a movie.
Doesn't matter?
It's a movie. There are 18,000 different incarnations of Wonder. Let them do whatever they're going to do. Doesn't matter. If it comes, I will make my decision once it comes out, whether it's good or bad, once I see it. Until then, I will not make a decision. I don't know that lady. How am I going to say she's going to be? I don't know the script. I don't know what it's going to look like.
Maybe it's good. People up in arms that this 98-pound woman is supposed to play Wonder Woman.
Guess what? The guy that plays Superman can't fly.
Yeah, but he's got. Yeah, but they didn't pit. They didn't. Whatever. Just go on. This conversation is getting a little bit too nerdy for me. We'll find it.
Wow. Hey, man. At least it ain't dark.
Bridget B has Bridget B has the best advice ever. She says, first and foremost, you must like who you are, and then all will fall into place. That is the most important part. You have to like who you are. You have to like yourself first.
I love myself.
That's important.
I call myself legend. I'm amazing. Wonderful.
I already told you guys about how the PS4, the pinball arcade on PS4, don't waste your money on it. Just get a PS3 version. It's the exact same game. Xbox, I got mad at my Xbox today. I've decided I'm done.
It's not your best friend?
I thought it was going to be my best friend. Like, here, look, I'm going to go and tell you guys what I thought it was going to be like. I will play part of a trailer of a movie. And this is how I thought that the Xbox was going to be. I'm going to mute this. Let's see. Mute this. Play.
Mr. Theodore Twombly, welcome to the world's first artificially intelligent operating system. We'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Are you social or antisocial?
I guess I haven't been social in a while.
How would you describe your relationship with your mother? Thank you. Please wait as your operating system is initiated.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Samantha.
That's what I thought it was going to be like.
I didn't hear a single word.
You guys didn't hear that?
No.
Nope.
Oh, well, fuck it. People on the internet heard it.
Yep.
It's the movie trailer for Her. And it comes on, and the guy's like, oh, here's my new operating system. And it's Scarlett Johansson saying, hi, I'm Samantha. I'm your computer. That's what I thought my Xbox One was going to be like. It's not. One, it doesn't talk back to you. Two, you can't talk to it. Like, all that stuff where you're supposed to be able to talk to your Xbox and get it to do stuff.
On.
It don't. Watch this. You guys are here, right? I'm not making this up. Xbox on. Nothing. Xbox on. Nothing. Xbox on. Now it's on. I'm not making that shit up.
How close were you?
I didn't move. I'm right now. I'm maybe. Well, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4 feet away from my from the what do you call it, a thing?
The Kinect.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Like that all day long. I've been watching like Torchwood. And I've been saying stuff like play, fast forward. I was like, it doesn't work. You have to say it. Everything you have to say. It is like. It's like the Xbox is your spouse who doesn't care about you anymore. It's like you've been together for a long time, and so everything you ask them to do, you have to ask twice. Like, take out the trash. All right. Take out the trash.
And then they do it all pissed off.
Yeah, and they don't want to do it. Like, the Xbox doesn't want to turn
what
on
Disney
Plus.
What I don't understand is how come they don't have, like, a special word other than Xbox that, like, lets it know that I'm talking to you?
First of all, I should be able to change your name. I should be able to call it Samantha or Bob. Or,
yeah, that would be badass. Bruce. And then if you're only talking about Samantha, then you're only giving it orders.
Now I can say stuff like, Brutus, let's play some Forza. Does it? You can't look. If I say Xbox, let's play some Forza. It's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You have to say Xbox Forza Motorsport. No, Xbox. Go to Forza Motorsport. Like, I don't want to have to remember to say all that.
Go to. You always got to remember that.
Yeah, it's the next gen, man. It's just supposed to do it itself.
It got
because they so patterned it after all the bullshit in the USS Enterprise.
It should be conversational, like on Siri, where I could just talk to it, which is what I thought it was going to be, where I could sit there and like have a little conversation with my friend at the Xbox, but I can't.
As an outsider, that's what I see it is. You know, when I hear ads for the Kinect. I'm hearing all this shit about people like, oh, Xbox on. Xbox, let's play a game. No. Xbox, let's watch Netflix. Let's watch Iron Man.
Xbox,
Iron Man 2.
I want to see something. I want to see a space movie with a lot of action in it. Okay, how about these choices? Like, that shit don't happen.
Yeah.
When that happened. When the fucking Retcon 5 comes out, I'm going to go, Retcon 5, play. Then I stick the cartridge in and play.
That reminds me of an article that I put up that I'm going to be writing, hopefully by next week, about if you have $500 and you had to buy a system or a bunch of systems with that $500, and it couldn't be by any of the big three, it couldn't be by Nintendo, Sony, or Microsoft, which ones would you get?
That's an easy fucking question. What? That's a no-brainer. Okay. I get a fucking Neo Geo.
What, the X or the?
I get the old school Neo Geo. I bet you can get that for $500 on online.
You have to get a new one. Let's see, you have to get a new one.
Get it for $500, but you know that's what I'd be interested in because that system was the bomb.
I have a Neo Geo X. I was playing it in the airport.
Nah, I want the big one.
Were people looking at you funny?
While I was playing baseball, I was talking to some girl in Atlanta. Atlanta girls have nice booties.
There it is.
It's obvious that booties are big in Atlanta. Because when I was in my layover in Atlanta, like it was just booty left and right.
This girl I was
sitting beside, we were talking, and she was like, "Oh, can you? I'm gonna go get some. You think I can go to Popeyes?" I was like, "Well, you got? What do you mean? Like, you have time to leave?" I was like, "No, there's one down right down there." I was like, "Oh yeah, sure, you got time." "Oh, can you wash my bag?" And, "Oh, where are you going?" "I'm going to LAX." "Where's that?" "Los Angeles." "Oh, you live in Los Angeles?" Yeah, but then she had to go. I did not get them digits.
Why not?
Should have been like, "Bring me back a biscuit."
Why not? She liked you. Why not?
When she came back, she was like, "I got to go. Do you want my food?" I was like, "Nah, I got it. I'm good."
She was expecting you to hit her up. What happened?
I got shit to do.
Derek, where's your game?
I got shit to do.
You gotta get that Coca-Cola booty.
Bubble butts.
Get that Coke bottle booty.
Bubble butts.
Billy O'K says maybe Derek's X-Bone thinks he's a downer and decides to stay off by design. Ouch, Billy.
Damn.
See, that's what I'm saying. Billy's not a nice person.
Yeah, why are you hurting people? I'm punching people in the nuts.
Bird says X-Bone doesn't respect people who play by the rules. Nobody respects. How about this? Nobody respects anybody that plays by the rules. I'm telling you, cheat to win, everybody.
Why do you think Don Cena is always booed?
Big Man says that he loves Torchwood, especially the Children of Man session. That was good. The one I saw was Miracle Day, which was kind of stupid.
Yeah, what's up with Miracle Day? Because I tried to watch it, and I was like, turn this shit off. And I love Torchwood.
Mekhi Phifer was a complete asshole the entire time. And like I didn't like him at all. Gwen Cooper, like she went back. She went from crying about her baby to being a total badass shooting rockets. I didn't get her. Like the whole thing was just all over the place and it was too long. I didn't like it.
Why'd they kill all the characters in Torchwood?
Oh yeah, everybody died too. Everybody.
Yeah, what the fuck happened? Why would they do that?
Oh,
like, I, like Apples.
That reminds me. The good movie I saw. Forget Torchwood. Don't watch Torchwood, everybody. It's not good. There's a great movie. Not good. Great movie that I saw yesterday called The Tower. It's a Korean movie. Wait for it. I know what you're saying, Derek. But no. It's a it's an action movie. It's just a Korean action movie. But it's all intents and purposes an American action movie. It's badass. It's a disaster movie where everybody lives in a high, these people live in a high-rise building. Of course, the building catches on fire, and the rest of the movie is like them trying to get – it's like the Towering Inferno. We're trying to get out of the – this movie is awesome. I don't – this movie looks like they spent like $800 million. I think they blew up a real building. I think they built an 80-story tower in Korea and then blew it up. That's how good this movie looks. They have firefighters like jumping out and flames going everywhere. Oh, so good.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Little kids are getting killed. A dog gets kicked. I was like, they kicked the goddamn dog. Like, you don't see that in a movie.
Speaking of action movies, have you seen the trailers in that for 47 Ronin?
Yeah, it looks okay.
I think it's going to disappoint me.
Well, it's Keanu Reeves. Come on.
I don't want to get you excited.
I think it has more potential than downside.
Here's something that I was figuring watching the trailer a while back. What's that movie about?
What movie?
47 Ronin.
Oh
no, it's 300 with Japanese people.
Like, I mean, it looks amazing.
It's 300 with Japanese people.
It's based off of some old school Japanese story.
I read 47 Ronin and it has nothing to do with that.
47 Ronin Stand Against the Army. An army is made up of people and demons and stuff. That's good. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's all it is.
That's what it's inspired by. I'm not saying it's, you know, staying
no
true to the story.
Band, there ain't no guns. There ain't no fucking dragon. There ain't no fucking demons. They ain't no.
If you want authenticity,
Buddhist master, fucking with fucking magic and shit. No,
I'm sure they've made the movie before. Off of that story. This is just different movie.
Tiger Claw in chat says, I wonder how Blu-ray playback looks between the Xbox One and the PS4. Which has better video quality? And you know what? They look exactly
the
same. The
Xbox is supposed to have better video quality, but really,
exactly
who cares?
Exactly. That's another thing. People, this Xbox One and PS4 thing where people are saying one looks better, they both look the same. You won't notice the difference.
Yeah, you won't know the difference unless you have them side by side.
Tire Claw also says
47 except for the 1080p Ronin. Thing, but who cares? Because nobody
Ronin
cares.
Is based on a true Japanese legend. I'm not sure.
I said that.
It's not based on. It's a book, and book has nothing to do with what every preview I've seen.
BDLK says he's bitter because Derek will not adopt my positive outlook on life. I just said I have a positive outlook on life. Like I treat people good. I believe you should try to be happy, do things that make you happy. I'm also saying cheat to win. Why is one thing not indicative of the other? For example, I was when I was waiting in line to get on the plane, they were like, all preferred members and Sky Class Silver Deluxe Preferred and Crown Royal people can now board.
If you get up and get in that line, you will get on the plane.
Yeah. You get up. I saw one guy get up. I was like, that guy no fucking Crown Royal member. He's got right on a plane. I didn't get up because I was like, we're all getting on the same plane, and a plane's going to the same place. And I'm pretty sure they're not going to leave until we're all on the plane. So I'm not in any real rush to get up and get up. Now I'm boarding zone 2. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Plus, it sucks to get on the plane first because you're sitting there hoping and praying that nobody's going to sit next to you, and sure enough, they do.
Billy K says, I think the world is a wretched place. I do think the world is a wretched place. That doesn't mean you can't enjoy living in it. People that live in Rwanda, I'm sure they have happy days, but every once in a while, they look around like, fuck, we're living in goddamn Rwanda. And if you're listening to this in Rwanda, don't even send an email. You know you're living in goddamn Rwanda. Don't send your email about how Rwanda's pretty and it's a great place to raise kids, because it's not. It's not. That's why I live. Look, America, like, never mind. I was going to say something. No, forget it. Forget it. All I'm saying is that we got Xbox One and a PS4 and Rwanda. Come on. There's that one guy in Rwanda with a PS4. It's like anybody want to be my PlayStation friend? every day he goes out to the
place where they crank out, up his internet, you know.
where they're giving out rice and water, and he's like, "Hey, did you get your PS4 yet?" And they're like staring at him, like "Fuck you, Hobobo. You know I got no PS4."
Fire up his generator to get his system running.
Okay. Is that anything else on this goofy show? The B team's coming up next. If you listen live, if you don't listen live, no, just go to the B team anyway, and just listen to any other show on allgames.com, and leave us a iTunes thing. I know I don't talk about video games as much as I should, and I promised last time I was on that I was going to make this more structured, and I completely forgot until just now that this is supposed to be structured. And this
what's
is
the new structure?
I haven't decided yet, but it is going to be. I do know that I need to make this show more structured so that people like it more. Because I think people aren't liking it because I'm all over the place, and I shouldn't be. I should be more.
You gotta get a gaming news girl. Send out the feelers for new gaming news girl.
Hey man, why is it always gotta be a girl? Why is it gotta be sexist?
All the gaming news girls falls into the same place, where at some point some guy comes on and says, "Oh yeah, I like so and so. She has a nice tits." I'm like, "What the And I'm the guy. That's that. I don't care. Like, I'm not fucking it. So I'm like, look, I just want to know when a new GTA patch is coming out. I don't need to know. But I was
came
on.
Out, came out 2 days ago.
I was I followed once again. I follow.
You playing GTA, man?
Yep.
You loving Hectus. That shit?
I'm not playing it.
I like trolling the people. That's about
it's
it.
It's good fun, ain't it?
Yep.
It's yeah, funny it's how good. on like YouTube, like. There, never. I don't know. Everything I'm saying, I'm about to say the wrong thing.
But hit me up on GTA, PS3, baby.
Wait, guys, it seems you everybody have to yell there. And scream Legend on YouTube. Like I see a lot of guys yelling and screaming on YouTube for no reason, and then on, and for girls, it's kind of funny how everybody wears tank tops. It's just like a lot of.
What, you don't like tank tops?
I'm just saying a lot of people.
What's your problem with tank tops?
I have no problem with tank tops. I'm just saying there's a lot of people who happen to wear tank tops if you're
a
woman.
What's wrong with that?
And if you're a guy.
Maybe it's hot.
If you're a guy, you happen to just yell. Everything you have to yell about.
Women wear tank tops on YouTube and guys yell. Yeah. That's how you make the money. That's how you get the ad revenue.
It's what's wrong with that?
Zappy says, "Can Jessica come back and do news?" I don't think that's going to happen. Jessica's big time now.
How come Zappy can't do news?
She's doing Smosh stuff. Zappy
because Zappy doesn't have the tits for it.
Zappy does. I don't. You don't have to be a girl. You can be a guy. But nobody wants to come on and do.
Zappy, come do the news.
I don't want Zappy on the show.
We got.
Yeah, you do. Zappy was good.
Zappy was good.
Here's your video game section of the show. Sleepy Dogs is $20 at Walmart.
What?
That's $20 too much. You could have got it for free. If
oh, shit. Don't, looks like I got to go Walmart.
It's $20 on 360.
Well, they got them for PS3 too, man. It's all good. Yeah.
It's a console
they
version.
Go both
if
ways.
If you had Steam, you could have
got it. Steam sale today. What's the new hot on Steam sale?
Bridget B says, "There is no room for cheat to win, Derek. Who cares what other people do or not do? Or not get away with the cliche. The cliche says the grass is not always greener on the other side. How about this, Bridget?
You live in a dream world.
The grass is greener on the other side because I'm looking at a dying plant right now in my house, and I was walking by the door of one of my neighbors this morning, and they have a nice big pretty plant in their thing.
You know why the grass is greener? Because I don't water my plants.
Yeah,
because
they water their plants. And I don't water my plant." I'm pretty sure that has something to do with it.
Yeah. Maybe if I took care of my lawn, it would be greener than theirs, but you know what? I got shit to do.
That's another thing, people. Don't blame the world for if something's not going right in your life, there's a good chance it's because Like you,
you did it. You
it's
did
something it. You ain't doing.
Yeah, you could. You like you can do a lot to make your life better. So if you're sitting around crying and oh this and that, I've seen people. There are people in chat and people that I know that oh this is bad and that is bad and this is bad. I was like, well, why don't you do this? Like when I was younger, I've told this story a lot of times before because it was a life changing moment for me, and I still cannot believe how life changing it was. I was working at Chanel's Pizza, hating every day. I would come in pissed off because I was delivering pizza, and I would leave pissed off because I was delivering pizza. And I would just sit there complaining. I was a bad apple. Like, I was that guy that makes everybody's
life miserable. You didn't get good tips or anything delivering pizza?
Who cares? You're delivering pizza. Like, I was a computer. I wanted to be a computer guy.
Yeah, but if you're making some good money, you know, hey.
I was sitting in the back one day.
Respectable.
And I remember Cliff, who I hated. I was sitting right there mumbling and grumbling about stupid pizza, blah, blah, blah. And Cliff said, Derek, if you hate this job so much, why don't you quit? And a light bulb. I was like, wait a minute. I quit the next day. I was like, I didn't even realize that was like, I control that.
You can do that?
Yeah. So if your life is shit and you don't like something in your life, guess what? Change it. Like, how about Redditainment is always complaining about his job. I'll call him out. Redditainment is always complaining about his job. And I remember a couple of weeks ago, we were in movie night, and we were like, well, why don't you get a different job? Oh my God. You always complain about your job. You can get a different job.
It's not the job he complains about. It's where he lives.
Then move. Like, this is America. You can move.
Yeah, you can move.
Anywhere in the world, you can move. Like, no matter where you are, you're in LA. Like, just move. Like, he's always. Who else? I think Kazan's always complaining about something. Like, do something. Like, people, you control your life. If you're not happy, that's because you're not happy. You make yourself happy. That's all I'm saying.
Anyone else's obligation.
That's good advice, Derek.
Happy.
Look, I think I have a chemical imbalance.
Ever heard anybody follow that advice before, Derek?
My thing, I think I have a chemical imbalance. Look, I'm happy. I did.
Maybe you should
come
get
this?
A doctor.
How about this? I did. I know that's my next. A couple people said it now. I am going to the doctor about it. But I did do that. Like, when I was in Virginia, I was like, I think I'm not happy. You guys knew how miserable I was.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to move. I put all my shit in a car and drove across the country, and I'm happier now. Like, you control that, people. Don't sit there and just wallow in your I can't do it or this sucks or the world sucks. Yes, the world does suck. The world is filled with evil people. That don't mean you can't be happy. That's all I'm saying. You know who's happy? Kim Kardashian. Because she's smart? No. Because she's pretty? Not particularly. But because she made it happen.
She does what she wants.
Yeah, she did. She, like, people say, Kim, you can't sing. Who gives a fuck? She has an album out. You guys didn't know that, did you? You
what?
Know, Kim Kardashian has an album. She has a dance album. Kim, you can't act. She's in a Kanye West video. Kim, you can't hold a man. She got babied up by Kanye West. Like, look, live like Kim Kardashian. That's what I'm saying. Make the world
a reality
your own.
Show.
Make the world your own.
Where's the legend show?
Billy O'K says he's been telling me to quit my job for 3 years. I like my job.
Nah, you should quit your job, dude.
I probably should quit my job, but I like my job.
You should
Derek's
quit,
in the dog. Same place as Redditainment.
You're in depression, dog. You need to fucking quit your job.
He likes the job. It's everybody else that fucks it up for him.
You can get a lot more money doing the same thing.
I'm not even
and do it local.
I'm really not in this for the money. If I was in this for the money, I would have quit a long time ago. I'm not in it for the
well,
money.
Fuck. No, this is bullshit.
I'm not in it for the money.
You need money to buy yourself.
You don't chase money, people. Don't chase.
Fuck that. You should have enough money to fucking support yourself. You shouldn't be fucking worrying
chase
about
money.
Shit.
Wait. Isn't Derek supporting himself right now?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I'm not destitute here.
Derek has enough
going
money
down to East LA to buy a new lens.
That's look Look, man.
Risking your life.
Bill Gates doesn't have a $100,000 fur coat. He's wearing shit from Goodwill. He's popping tags.
I don't think Bill Gates is wearing shit from Goodwill. I don't give a
it
fuck.
It looks like it's from Goodwill.
You know what? Bill Gates is not wearing bling bling.
Bill Gates shops at JCPenney.
Yeah, you look at Bill Gates. He's not a blinged out guy. He's not. So you don't need to, don't go chase. There's another thing. Don't go chasing money. You chase happiness, and don't chase money. Chase happiness. That's the important. That's another thing where, if you're in a situation where you're just pissed off all the time, and you're just like, well, I'm doing this to get money. Well, you're getting money so you can be happy. So if you're doing something that makes you unhappy to get money so that you can be happy, then you're doing something wrong. You're not doing it right. You're doing it backwards. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, not to change the subject, but I got a quandary. What the hell am I buying my wife for Christmas? I have no fucking idea.
We got no time for this. I'm not getting that. We got no time for this. Don't
give me one.
Love and affection. How about that?
You can't buy that.
Exactly. See what I'm saying?
You see? I have to buy her something.
Have you listened to anything that we've been saying?
Yeah, have you been on this show?
For the last 5 minutes.
Honey, Merry Christmas. I'm giving you love and affection. Get the fuck out of here.
When she gets pissed off at you for not getting her something, pay attention, because you'll hear what she wants. Then you can go get it.
Yeah, after I get it, yeah.
Hey, man.
Is Bridget B single? Is she married? Is she dating anybody?
Somebody, please. Give a brother a hand. Ooh, I've been scrolling Amazon for hours.
For some reason, I'm thinking that Bridget B is not single. But I think she might be single.
Hey, man.
I'll do some research into this. Right now, SG is like, fuck you. We've been married for 5 years.
What will piss off SG more, saying that or talking shit about the Connect?
Talking shit about the Connect. I could probably call up and like, hey, Bridget, you know, we should go see a movie sometime, blah, blah. And then SG's like right here. I was like, okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm thinking about throwing away my Xbox, about taking it back. I don't like it anymore. And SG's like, whoa, what are you talking about? Taking back your Xbox. R9 cast every Sunday, everybody. R9 cast starring SG and Bridget B. Okay, yeah, what do you want to plug?
No Sony lovers on that show, though.
What do you want to plug, Hecht?
Movie night. Whatever we're watching.
Are we still doing movie night?
I don't know. Are we? Are we taking Christmas off?
Movie night all on Netflix? I mean, no, what if you ain't got
YouTube,
Netflix?
Sometimes it's YouTube, sometimes it depends. Netflix. Yeah, it depends on the movie. You know what? Movie night has been kind of weird, because last movie night, we had 6 people at movie night, only 2 people are watching a movie. Yeah. And Ted does the thing where he comes in, he's like, I'm not watching this movie. And he starts talking about a Hobbit. And then MXT starts talking about something. And Sub-Z
goes, MXT wasn't there.
Not MXT. What's his name? What's that? Cool Sausage. Cool
Sausage. Can I ask you a question, Derek?
And then Sub-Z is asleep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. We got it. Let's go.
You guys doing this movie night thing every Sunday night. What is it? Saturday night?
Yeah.
And what's on the network during that time zone?
Nothing. That's what we do.
Why can't you just broadcast fucking movie night?
Because we can't broadcast the movie.
No, just don't play the movie. I didn't hear the clip. Don't broadcast the movie.
Because you don't want to hear it.
Why?
What do you want to plug? What do you want to plug, Legend?
I think it'd be interesting.
What do you want to plug?
Let the people know.
What do you want to plug?
Well, I'm going to be here for the next 3 weeks because I'm on vacation.
Yeah. North
government. That's what they do. Cool, dude.
So I will plug.
Again, Legend 668 GTA.
I will plug articles on. We're getting more articles on allgames.com. I'm going to start putting even more articles on allgames.com. If you're interested in writing for allgames.com, send me an email. Figure it out how. That'll be your first test on how to send me an email on that you want to be a writer for allgames.com. Lord Moon has a Xbox One local cycle review that just went up. I put up a comparison of all the stuff that the system was supposed to do, but they aren't doing. Ms. H put up a Razer laptop retrospect. I don't know. She did something about that. We got a lot of stuff doing there. So go to allgames.com. There you go. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and what's the iTunes. Gotta go.
You know, this is the last DPL before Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody. I did not do any Christmas stuff.
Hello, Mrs. Legend.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bye.
Aloha.